Andy St. Pierre, athletic director at Danvers High School, is here with us. And Andy, great to see you again. And what's new with Danvers Athletics?
You know, not a lot new. We're getting through the winter. It's been a really good one weather-wise, so we've gotten most of our games in, which is nice. One hockey game, I think, got postponed, but we're working through it. Our teams are doing really well. You know, really proud of our kids and proud of our fans, and, you know, we're excited as we get closer to tournament time here. We have a lot of teams ready for the postseason.
Yeah, I think that 4 inches, that was the night, right? That was 4 or 5 inches, but whatever, that's what it is. It's been remarkable for that. Girls basketball has had some nice wins this year.
You know, they're a resilient group. They're not the most talented by any stretch, but they work hard. They're grinders, and they play really great defense, and that's what's going to keep them in a lot of games and help them win some games. And they've beaten some tough teams. You know, Marblehead for the second year in a row. Swampscott game last week was a big one for them. So they're playing at a high level right now, and it's good to see. They're playing together, and they have a lot of good team chemistry.
I remember the last time I saw you, you kind of tipped me off to the girls' hockey team, which is partnering with Beverly and a couple of players from Ipswich as well. But that's been a great story as well.
Yeah, you know, they've been really, really tough, and, you know, they have a great chemistry as well, just like the girls' basketball team. They have girls coming from different communities, and they play a really tough schedule. You know, Coach Seabury coaches them up well. But he doesn't pad his schedule very easily. He wants to play the best, and, you know, to be the best, you got to beat the best, and that's what they're doing. They have a couple of tough losses, but they're learning a lot about themselves, and they just keep plugging away, and they'll be ready come tournament time.
Hey, one last question, maybe looking outside the building, the athletic fields. Now, you and I were talking before we started. The work has stopped for the wintertime. Not that they couldn't work this winter, but they can't plan on it, I guess. But so how is the fields, and what's left to do on the fields to get ready?
The fields are actually in really good shape. The turf is laid, the logos are in, and all that good stuff. And the bleacher foundation of the bleachers is there. They got to put the actual seats in. The press box will be done in the spring. But the tennis courts are done. The track has been paved, and the first layer is down there. But they'll have to put the rubber layer on. Just tighten some things up there. And then they have to get the grass laid on the baseball field and get the other practice fields ready. So it's a lot of that stuff. But that'll take a couple of years of growing anyway to get those fields ready.
Now, will Danvers baseball play there this year or not?
No, we're a couple years out from having any games on that field. So the varsity team will play down at Twy Field like they always have.
Gotcha. All right, Andy, good talking with you, and best of luck. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Andy St. Pierre, athletic director at Danvers High School, with us here on MSO, newsports.com.